Mobile.
This is KO4CEF. How you doing, Steve?
I think it was KO4CEF. This is K4RM Mobile. Name's Fred. I'm doing good. Hope you are.
This is Mitch Fred. Name here's Andrew. Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. I'm on my way home from work.
Same here, making the track home. It's been a nice day. I think we're looking at some rain maybe about Saturday, but not too bad today. Over.
And the outside, it looked all right. I know it was a little cold when I got out a little bit earlier today, but it seems to have warmed up all right.
It did warm up. It was a little chilly this morning. Of course, it wasn't as chilly as it has been, but yeah, it turned out to be a right nice day. I work inside all day myself, so I didn't get to enjoy much of the outside, but I could look out and tell it was nice.
You're not traveling 85 by chance, are you, in Spartanburg?
I work in downtown Greenville and live out near Piedmont, but I had to run down to Fountain Inn, or just below Fountain Inn, to a friend of mine's house, and I'm headed from Fountain Inn over to Piedmont. I'm on Highway 418, which runs east-west from the Fountain Inn Gray Court area over towards Ware Place. Over.
I just passed a wreck on 85, so you know everybody's getting backed up.
Daily occurrence. I think I came out of downtown Greenville, came out 385 to get to where I needed to go down here, and now I'm headed across country on 418. I'll come out down there at Ware Place and turn right on 25 and go up, turn left on 86 to go into Piedmont. Over.
Too familiar with Greenville. I try to stay out as much as I can. A little too busy for me most times, but yeah. Every day on 85 here lately, it's been a wreck, either first thing in the morning or here it is in the evening.
I listen, if I'm not on the ham radio, I listen to talk radio, and they give traffic reports regularly. And, yeah, like I said, it's a pretty daily occurrence. On or around 85, it's busy, busy, busy.
It weighs. There's a few ways I can go. It just takes a little more time than it does on the interstate. Usually in the morning it's not bad, but man, here lately, I don't know what it is. People just can't drive.
Not paying attention, but my normal route to work is from my house. I travel Highway 81, which kind of runs parallel with 85 for a ways. I travel Highway 81 into downtown Greenville, and then when I'm coming back in the afternoon, I reverse that and come back out 81, but so I try to avoid 85 when I can.
Yeah, dang it. Pretty much no matter where you're at on 85, it's either wreck and it's always doing construction somewhere. It's just a never-ending thing.
And if you try to go to from Greenville up to Charlotte, or at least the last time I went that way on 85, there was a whole bunch of construction up there somewhere north of Spartanburg, between Spartanburg and Charlotte.
I went to Kings Mountain a few months ago and camped out, and I tried to avoid it. I went all the way up Highway 11, and, you know, that where it dumps out in Gaffney. And on the way up there, I took all the way through Shelby, so I went long back way. But then on the way back, it didn't look too bad, and I was trying to miss some of that construction. So I come down 85 and then finally got off in Gaffney right before you do that. Before you get to all that crazy construction with the chutes. But I think they finally got all that taken care of and got the chutes out of there. They still working on it, but I think they got out the chutes that they had the huge accidents on. I can't remember if somebody got killed or not, but it was pretty bad, I know.
They did have some fatalities in and around that chute that you're talking about. I saw the announcement on the news when it said they were finished taking it out, so that's a good thing, I reckon.
How long you been a ham radio operator?
My ninth year, so really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. Over.
I'm finally coming up on my second year, if I remember correctly. Shoot, I've been just dabbling a little bit of everything. I got my generals, I think, last summer, and I finally got to play around on HF. That's pretty fun. just trying to learn Morse code for a little bit, but I had to take a break. You know, I was just doing it so often every day, I'm just like, all right, I got to take a break from it. But now I'm trying to get back into that and get practicing again.
Personally, what I do is on HF, I don't do much on 2 meters, at least haven't lately, but I enjoy chasing DX and doing a little bit of contesting, and it's a lot of fun. And when the conditions are right, you know, we've been in a kind of a low sunspot cycle of late. So when I first got into it back in 2013, in 2014, HF bands were popping then.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I'm looking forward to it if we ever come out of this one. You know, it's supposed to be picking back up. We've had a few good days where it's been really going, but, and, you know, like right now, I think it's the SFI or whatever is down in the 70s again, last I looked. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it hasn't been great for propagation, but I don't know, I'm ready to see it with it going again.
K4RM, a low spot here, I might not be hitting the repeater too good, but yeah, when I first started working HF back in late 2013, 2014, just with a Y antenna and 100 watts, I was able to get my DXCC in pretty short order. But that was mainly because conditions were good, propagation was good. But the last few years, that
was the hot. You know, faded out right at the very end, but I got most of it. But yeah, it's been kind of challenging. I'm looking forward to field day, the winter field day coming up in January. I did that last year. That was a lot of fun. Not a huge contester, but that one was actually really fun, just to kind of chase some contacts and see what kind of states I could work by phone. And I'm looking forward to that one again this year and setting up. I tried in my storage building last year, you know, kind of set up outside, go completely remote and see what I can do. But eventually I just got a little too cold. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I drug everything back in the house and started doing it that way. But I think it should be coming up in a couple weeks, if I remember correctly.
Right. I'm sure if you participated with the Bars Club, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, they probably got something on their website about it.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about doing that. Yeah, last year I was just at the house doing it.
You can do it by yourself or you can do it with a group. Doesn't really matter whatever your preference is, but I think they do it, and then probably the Greer Club does it, the Greer Radio Club. You could Google them. I can't think of what their web address is, but there's a lot of hams in the upstate you can get a lot of input from and a lot of knowledge from.
I may end up trying to look into that. That would definitely probably be a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy just doing it solo, and a couple guys that are on this repeater in the morning that I talked to, we were kind of not really competing, but just kind of see who could get the most contacts and whatever amount of time. And so I actually enjoyed that. It was kind of fun and challenging to get on there and just see who all I can work. Didn't never quite call CQ. I just, you know, hadn't really got in that habit yet. I still get, I guess you'd call it mic fright from calling CQ. So I just feel like everybody's going to be listening, thinking how much I suck on the radio. It just, I don't know what it is. I just can't get over it. KO4CF, right there.
Mobile, yeah, what you're doing called search and pouncing as opposed to running. You call that running when you're calling CQ and getting stations to call you, so you just have to do it some and get practice at it, but it's a lot of fun either way. But yeah, it's a great hobby. You'll if you stay at it, you'll meet a lot of nice and interesting people, you know, across the spectrum. You'll find people that really are into working HF and doing DX and, you know, contesting. And then you'll find people who want to stay on the VHF and UHF bands and do local stuff, you know, do Aries, you know, Skywarn, that type stuff. It's a little bit of everything. You know, it's different strokes for different folks depending on what you want to do.
I definitely agree with that statement. There's a little bit of everything to dabble in. And I'm trying to test out as much as I can, everything from, you know, working digital and doing some of the older digital stuff, you know, PSK 31 and kind of learning APRS and, yeah, just anywhere I can think of, I'll try it out just to see if it's something I'm interested in at all. But, yeah, I definitely agree with that statement. There's plenty to do if you want to try it out.
There's no lack of things to get into. I've used some PSK 31 myself, not recently, but I have done some, and I've done quite a bit of FT8. And although not lately, mostly lately just been, voice or phone on the HF bands when the propagation is there. But like I say, it hadn't been too great of late, but hopefully that'll get better as we come up the sun spot cycle that we're just coming up. Hopefully it'll get better as over the next few years, and we'll have plenty of opportunity to pick up some contacts. Over.
But I hope you're right. I hope it picks up soon. I mean, it might be a little ways out, but I feel like we're getting there. But I would definitely like to see it at the peak of the sunspot cycle. So that would definitely be nice. Well, I'm going to say 7-3. I am pulled up in my driveway, so I need to head on inside and see if the wife's got supper ready. So it's been a pleasure talking with you. I appreciate you coming on the radio on my way home, keeping me company. So you be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Sorry to you, and appreciate the ride along. I've still got about 10 minutes to my home, so I'm going to be monitoring a little bit longer. You take care. We'll talk later. KO4CEF. This is K4RM Mobile. Clear listening.
RM, this is KB4CBA.
K4RM Mobile. Listening.
Hey, Tom. KB4CBA.
4VKP. Listening. Tonight.
I think Tom must have his volume turned down, because I've gone back to him twice and hadn't gotten a response.
Fred, K4RM, I had to turn my power up. I was kind of down in a hole.
Sorry, Fred. Well, I even got your name wrong. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm headed to Walmart. I'm making an unscheduled Walmart run here.
No problem, Dave. I was talking to KO4CEF, and he signed with me, and I tried to sign with him, and I noticed I wasn't hitting the machine, so I was on medium power, so I went up to high power, and then I could hit the machine. But there's another station in there. Go ahead, other station.
KO4VKP, this is actually my first day on ham at all. I made my first contact around, I guess it would be 10 o'clock this morning, so I'm just listening and enjoying it.
Kevin, then send it back around.
So, congratulations and on being a new ham radio operator, and glad to have you aboard, and tell us your name. If you don't mind, name is David, and throughout your call there one more time. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
My name is Josiah, but I don't know, people just want to call me Joe. That might be easier than Josiah. People can't pronounce that too well, but it's my call sign is KO4VKP.
I believe you said KO4VKP, Victor Kilo Papa, I believe it is. This is Fred, Kilo 4 Romeo Mike. Nice to meet you, Josiah. And like Dave said, welcome to the hobby.
I'm enjoying it. I've been wanting to get on, and I've been listening for about a week now. But, yeah, my license took a while to get in, I guess. But, yeah, I've been really enjoying listening to it.
Josiah, well, I have a friend with that name, lives up in, they they started, him and his wife started a business up in, Boone, Boone, North Carolina, and I think they started with donuts. I'm not and coffee. I'm not sure what all they're doing. If they branched out from that, but anyway, his name, his first name is Josiah. But anyway, again, welcome aboard, and go ahead, Fred.
Well, good, Dave. Yeah, Josiah, that's a, I guess it's spelled J-O-S-I-A-H, I assume, a biblical name. But, yeah, glad you're in the hobby. And where are you located? Where do you live, Josiah?
No, I'm driving back from Greenville, but I live over in just north of Tacoa near Lake Yona.
Tacoa, I believe you said. I'm familiar with that area a little bit, but... you got a pretty good little drive there from Greenville to Tacoma, but I assume it's 85 all the way over.
Normally I pull up 17, get in on to 85 at Livonia, Georgia, and then shoot up 85. But today I'm coming back on, I guess it'd be 123, through Pickens and Seneca and Walhalla, that area.
Well, that's good. That's a good route as well. Well, good. Go ahead and pick him up, David.
Well, just a tidbit of history. Before 85 was built, I was actually on the planet, and I remember when there was an 85, and you had to go 123 if you wanted to go to Atlanta or anything like that. And we had some kinfolk just west of Atlanta, and we had to go 123, and I guess, I don't know if Highway 20 was there or not. I can't remember that far back. Seems like it was two lane all the way. But anyway, I'm going to jump out here for a minute. Y'all carry on. I'm going to go inside Walmart and pick up these items that I have been sent to, what do they call it? What does Tom call these things? Gosh, I can't think of the term he uses. But anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes. I'll carry on KP4CPA.
I think it's called the honey-do list. We'll talk to you later. KP4CBA, K4RM Mobile. Go ahead, Josiah.
Very nice talking to you, 73s. I'll talk to you in a little while. Yeah, the I do. If you'd be open for me picking your mind a little bit, I have some questions about antennas and cable. I know I could just look this up, but I believe you need coaxial 8 cable, RX8. Is that correct?
One kind of coax you can use. There are others. Sometimes I use what they call the RX Mini 8 that I get from the wireman. But I have also used LMR 400, which is a bigger coax. Kind of depends on what your setup is. Are you trying to set up an HF station, or just what are you aiming to do?
I just need to run a new cable to where my antenna is set up on my truck. It's a little bit short, and I wanted to get a good quality one, just to that way buy once, cry once. So that's really, I was trying to figure out what might be just a good solid choice to get.
I believe you said you're looking to use it in your mobile station in your truck. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
What are you going to have in your truck?
A pretty expensive one. It's a 2-meter and I guess it would be 6-meter antenna. It's the antenna I'm running right now.
For those antennas, they will, wherever you buy it from, they will recommend a coax to go from your antenna to your radio. And that may vary, you know, depending on the name brand of the antenna and exactly what kind of antenna it is. I've got a diamond antenna here on my truck, and I bought a cable assembly to go with it that, you know, runs from the radio to the antenna. And I don't remember the size of the coax that came with it. It's been a while since I've had it, but there's any number of different ones. But I thought you were talking about an HF installation, which, you know, is different from typically different from mobile operations.
I'd like to get HF right now. I can't quite fit it into the budget. I just set up my radio. I guess it'd be real early this week. It came in Monday, I guess it would be, is when I set it up and started getting everything hooked together.
So I'm traveling, and I was kind of down in a hole on that one. I didn't get most of that, but I think you said you were eventually going to get to HF, but right now you're focusing on mobile. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
What kind of radio you run in mobile, Josiah?
I'm running a TYT-TH 9800.
Familiar with that? I'm running a Yaesu FT-8800, which is a 2-meter 440 Yaesu radio. And on one side of the radio, it's got the 2-meter band. On the other side, the 70-centimeter band. And that's what I'm running into a dial. I think it's a HR770HB antenna, I believe is the model number. That TYT, I think, is maybe a knockoff brand, maybe, if I remember correctly. Over.
Yes, it's a Chinese made radio. It was Bob McGee or Bill McGee. He did administer the TAM test, and I was sort of just picking his mind, like what would he recommend for a really just basic, good all-around starting radio, and he recommended I get that one because it has it's a crossband radio. You actually can theoretically get 10 meter on this. I don't know that I'm going to try to actually do that. But yeah, it has a crossband, and it you can listen to two channels at once, and it's a good all-around beginner radio so far.
Once again, I was down in a hole and got part of that, but did you take your ham test in Greenville?
Get down, actually, at our church is where we took it. Some guys came up from Athens, where they came up from. I'm trying to remember, there was somebody, McGee, and I can't remember his first name. I think it's something Bill McGee or Bob McGee, or I'm really bad with names. That's something I'm really bad with. But, you know, they came up and did a ham cram at our church, and we had everybody actually passed, so I was happy about that. I only got to study about a day and a half for it because I literally drove back early from vacation to take it. Drove back from Pigeon Forge all the way down to Livonia early that morning so I'd be able to get there in time.
Well, glad you passed it on your first try. Are you still the technician or have you upgraded to general yet?
Technician. I took the test, I guess it would be the 4th of December. Something like that? Yeah, 4th of December. So I'd like to get my general, that way I can get onto a little bit more broad a spectrum. But it wasn't too hard for me because I'm an electrician by trade, and so a lot of the hertz and the theory behind it actually made sense to me. And I went to electrical school for that, so I had some of the schooling to back it up. So my brother passed it. He didn't even study at all for it, and he's pretty good. He's a 4.0 in college. He's a pretty smart guy, but he passed it without studying, and I said it was hard, but doable.
That kind of background, you shouldn't have any trouble upgrading to your general. And once you get your general, you'll be able to and get you an HF set up. I think you'll really enjoy that. And then if you're motivated, go on and get your extra, and that'll really open up a whole new world to you. Over.
Yeah, I'm actually getting married in February, so I'm sort of watching funds and everything, making sure everything's steady and packed away nice and neat. That way I don't run into any problems with just getting married. I already have a house and everything. So, yeah, I'm getting set up to, I guess it would be set up home place and get going.
K4RM Mobile for ID, yeah, very good. Well, if you listen on this repeater quite a bit, there's a lot of people on here with much experience, much more even than I. So you just reach out. Most everybody's willing to help you. So keep your eyes and ears tuned to this repeater, and there's a net each night. You may be aware of that. And like I say, there's a whole bunch of people who have a lot of experience who can offer suggestions on, you know, what to do and how to go about, you know, as far as buying radios, antennas, coax, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'll definitely ask questions because I've already been listening, and some of my questions have just been answered by listening. So I'm really enjoying it though. It's my fiance, she's looking at me like I'm crazy as I'm just talking about how I'm talking to random people on the radio wave. She thinks I'm a little weird already, but I think I'm going to try to get her into it, see if I can get her on the radio too.
That's pretty pretty standard, Josiah. When you become a radio nerd, I guess you could say, people kind of look at you kind of funny. They don't really understand. But I talked my wife into getting her license, and she's enjoying it. So you just have to kind of nudge them along, and if they don't want to do it, you know, don't try to force it on them, but help them understand that in this hobby you'll meet some of the nicest people in the world, and you'll be introduced to a whole new array of things that you can do. Over.
Yeah, I don't think I have much luck actually forcing her to do much, so that's probably good, because I don't really want to be one of those guys that forces anything, but she seemed pretty open to it. She seemed like she's more introverted than I am, so she's a little bit like, I don't know if I want to talk to random people, and I told her that she'd be able to talk to me randomly all throughout the day when I'm at work, and then she was a little bit more willing to consider it at that point, so...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, once if you can get her to get her license and get on the radio, there's not nearly as many females in ham radio as there are males, so whenever a female gets on the air, she won't have any problem finding people to talk to, because that is especially true on the HF band. You get on HF and start calling CQ, and if it's a female who they call a YL, a licensed female who's called a YL on the HF bands, and she will have people all over the world trying to come back and make contact with her.
That's funny. Yeah, I can imagine that. I don't know that I'll tell her that. She might be like, I don't want random guys talking to me. She's pretty. she might not be happy about that. I might just keep that to myself.
You don't want to scare her, but, you know, most people have to get past the mic fright stage, and then it'll kind of come natural. But anyway, it is what it is. But anyway, glad you're in the hobby, and wish you lots of success. How long is your drive? Do you work in Greenville and live in Decorah?
Today is 1:47, 1:50 with a tiny bit of traffic. I work really all around. My boss is based out of, I guess it'd be close, really close to Royston, Georgia. So he's almost an hour away from me, but we work in Bowersville, which is just to his side of Livonia. And then we have a job coming up in Spartanburg. So we move around a lot. We have jobs in Greenville and Spartanburg. Probably more than anything, with the way bids work in Georgia, it's sort of hard for a separate contractor to find something to bid on unless you already have a leg in the door. So it's a lot easier in South Carolina to just have an open bid where you can, they basically have a search engine where you can search and see what bids are coming up. So yeah, it's a lot easier to get it in South Carolina.
Sounds like you'll be traveling this way a lot, so going up and down 85 and perhaps many roads off of 85. So you'll have an opportunity to listen to this repeater a lot, and you'll hear a whole variety of people talking on it, and like I say, a lot of people who will be willing to give you suggestions and offer insights into what you can do, you know, as far as your ham operations, whether it's HF station antenna or, you know, coax or mobile setup. You know, you'll be able to find a whole lot of people with lots of knowledge and a lot of ideas. Over.
For VKP for ID. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can almost pick this station up at my house, actually. So pretty much from my house all the way up to Spartanburg, I can be about listening to it. So I'm looking forward. I'll probably end up being on here quite a bit.
Peter is up on Caesar's Head Mountain, up near the North Carolina-South Carolina line, at about 3,500 feet above sea level, so it has a good broad coverage range.
Let's try and figure out this way exactly where that repeater was. I need to just go look it up on the repeater books to see where it's positioned. But I like to have an idea geographically of where everything's sitting at.
That's north of Greenville, and it's on Caesar's Head Mountain, and it's near the North Carolina South Carolina state line. So it has good reach, you know, to North Carolina in South Carolina. I would guess, you know, in a circular pattern, probably a good maybe 60, 70, maybe even 75 mile radius. It has good reach.
Say so, because I can pick up this all the way down to Livonia real easy. Like, it was really clear down in Livonia, Georgia. And that's got to be about at least 75 miles away from it.
And sometimes, you know, conditions play into that. But anyway, it has good broad coverage, so you'll be able to pick it up in a lot of different places.
So, ever travel down more towards Georgia at all, or you pretty much stay up in South Carolina?
North Carolina, I don't have reason to go to Georgia very often, but I have, of course, been at times in the past. I usually go down 85 if I go. Used to go many, many years ago. Used to go to Toccoa quite often, but not so much in recent years. But I'm generally familiar with the Toccoa area.
The reason I sort of asked is I'm picking up a repeater, and it's 146675, and I think it's the Hall County repeater down in Gainesville, but I haven't heard anybody mention which one it is when I've been listening to it, and I can't seem to talk into it, and I'm still trying to figure out how to get my codes right so I can go and talk into them.
You got your offset, and if it has a tone, make sure you get the correct tone in. You can look it up. I'm not familiar with that one, but I'm sure you can figure it out. Okay, well, Josiah, I just arrived home, so I'm going to sign with you. Good to meet you, and hope you have a great evening, and look forward to talking to you again. This is Fred, and my call sign is Kilo 4 Romeo Mike. Have a good one.
Peace to you. KO4, VKP, clear.
4CBA mobile.
Arrived at the house. I'm signing. K4 RM.
Ted, well, you have a good evening, sir. And we will talk to you later. And Merry Christmas if I don't get to talk to you before the 25th.